Welcome to Zikron Daf Siman Mem Reish Ram Goldhar, and today Maseches Gittin Daf Samach Aleph, the fifth parak HaNizokin. The Zikron Maseches Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zecher Nishmas Chaya Hadas Basender. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah Daf Nun Tes Ambeis Tot. Ein Memachim Biyad Aniyei Nachrim Beleket B'Shecha U'Bepeya. We do not prevent a Gentile from taking Leket Shecha and Peya Mifnei Darchei Shalom to promote harmony. Our Braisa teaches on this Daf similar laws. Mefarnesim Aniyei Nachrim Im Aniyei Yisrael. We financially support the Gentile poor along with the Jewish poor. Mevakrin Choli Nachrim Im Choli Yisrael. And we visit the Gentile sick along with the Jewish sick. Mekovi Meisei Nachrim Im Meisei Yisrael. And we bury the Gentile dead along with the Jewish dead. Mifnei Darchei Shalom, all to promote harmony. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Mashalas Isho Chaverta Chashuda HaShviz. A woman may lend to her friend who is suspected about Shemitah observance, Napa Ukvar Varechaim Matanu, a sifter, a sieve, a handmill, and an oven. But she cannot sort or grind with her, because that would be directly assisting her in the preparation of possibly forbidden foods, referring to Shemitah produce held after the Biur deadline. The Mishnah continues that a woman who is careful with miser can lend utensils to an Amma Arts's wife who is unreliable regarding miser and may even grind or sort with her. These leniences were instituted Mifnei Darchei Shalom to promote harmony. Abai explains why we're more lenient regarding assisting an Amma Arts than one suspected about Shemitah. Rov Amma Arts ma'asrin hen. Most Amma Arts take miser from their produce and are suspected only on rabbinical level. Therefore, they were lenient regarding the prohibition to help a suspected violator. Someone suspected of violating Shemitah, however, is suspected biblically and cannot be assisted. Rabbi answers that the second case does not discuss a miser concern, but a concern of Tumah of Chulin, which is only rabbinical. And point number three, the Gemara poses a contradiction regarding the potential concern that one's goods were exchanged for forbidden ones. One Mishnah states about one who brings wheat to a miller who's unreliable from Meiser and Taharos. It's presumed to remain in its permitted state regarding Meiser and Shemitah, meaning we do not suspect he exchanged the wheat with his own, which may be Tevel or Shemitah produce, a Belua Tuma, but it does not remain in its original state regarding Tuma because he may have been Metameit. Yet, another Mishnah states, Hanosin al-Chamosa, one who gives dough to his mother-in-law, who's not trustworthy with Meiser. Meiser eshu nosin-la, he must tithe what he gives her, ve'eshu notel amena, and that which he receives from her, mifneisha chashudim al-chalevis al-miskalka, because she's suspected to exchange spoiled food for her own fresh food, which wasn't tithe, meaning he must tithe both to ensure that what he eats is chulin, and that what she may have taken from him is chulin. Clearly, we are concerned with exchanging. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah explains that this case is unique. Rotzi b'takanas bita bosha machasana, because she desires her daughter's well-being and is ashamed from her son-in-law to serve him spoiled food. Ordinarily, however, we are not concerned for exchanging. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Mishnah Daf Nun Tes Amabes Tot. Ein memachim biyad aniyei nachrim beleket b'shecha u'bepeya. We do not prevent a Gentile from taking leket shecha and peya mipnei darchei shalom to promote harmony. Our Braisa teaches on this Daf similar laws. Mefarnesim aniyei nachrim im aniyei Yisrael. We financially support the Gentile poor along with the Jewish poor. Mevakrin choli nachrim im choli Yisrael. And we visit the Gentile sick along with the Jewish sick. Mekovi meisei nachrim im meisei Yisrael. And we bury the Gentile dead along with the Jewish dead. Mifnei darchei shalom, all to promote harmony. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Mashalas Isho Chaverta Chashuda HaShviz. A woman may lend to her friend who is suspected about Shemitah observance, Napa Ukvar Varechaim Matanu, a sifter, a sieve, a handmill, and an oven. But she cannot sort or grind with her, because that would be directly assisting her in the preparation of possibly forbidden foods, referring to Shemitah produce held after the Biur deadline. The Mishnah continues that a woman who is careful with miser can lend utensils to an Amma Arts's wife who is unreliable regarding miser and may even grind or sort with her. These leniences were instituted Mifnei Darchei Shalom to promote harmony. Abai explains why we're more lenient regarding assisting an Amma Arts than one suspected about Shemitah. Rov Amma Arts ma'asrin hen. Most Amma Arts take miser from their produce and are suspected only on rabbinical level. Therefore, they were lenient regarding the prohibition to help a suspected violator. Someone suspected of violating Shemitah, however, is suspected biblically and cannot be assisted. Rabbi answers that the second case does not discuss a miser concern, but a concern of Tumah of Chulin, which is only rabbinical. And point number three, the Gemara poses a contradiction regarding the potential concern that one's goods were exchanged for forbidden ones. One Mishnah states about one who brings wheat to a miller who's unreliable from Meiser and Taharos. It's presumed to remain in its permitted state regarding Meiser and Shemitah, meaning we do not suspect he exchanged the wheat with his own, which may be Tevel or Shemitah produce, a Belua Tumah, but it does not remain in its original state regarding Tumah because he may have been Metameit. Yet, Another Mishnah states, Hanosin al-Chamosa, one who gives dough to his mother-in-law, who's not trustworthy with Miser. Miser eshu nosin la, he must tithe what he gives her, be'eshu noito amena, and that which he receives from her, mifneisha chashuda mechaleves miskalka, because she's suspected to exchange spoiled food for her own fresh food, which wasn't tithe, meaning he must tithe both to ensure that what he eats is chulin, and that what she may have taken from him is chulin. Clearly, we are concerned with exchanging. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah explains that this case is unique. Rotzi b'takanas bita bosha mechasana, because she desires her daughter's well-being and is ashamed from her son-in-law to serve him spoiled food. Ordinarily, however, we are not concerned for exchanging. All right, so now we go to our simmer daf samach aleph, and our standard simmon is a saw, and we often use a magician doing the saw a person in half trick for the simmon. So here goes. The Darchei Shalom magician performing the saw a person in half trick while visiting the mixed ward of Jewish and non-Jewish patients, as his wife grinded kernels with an Amma Arts's wife, but not with a woman suspected about Shemitah, used his saw to mice the bread his mother-in-law baked for him from his dough, knowing how protective she is of her daughter. Once again, it's a motion. The Darchei Shalom magician performing the saw a person in half trick, saw a person in half, that must more on daf samach aleph, saw. The Darchei Shalom magician performing the saw a person in half trick while visiting the mixed ward of Jewish and non-Jewish patients, which reminds us, a brisa teaches that we financially support the Gentile poor along with the Jewish poor, we visit the Gentile sick along with the Jewish sick, and we bear the Gentile dead along with the Jewish dead, mifnei Darchei Shalom, all to promote harmony. So the Darchei Shalom magician performing the saw a person in half trick while visiting the mixed ward of Jewish and non-Jewish patients, as his wife grinded kernels with an Amma Arts's wife, but not with a woman suspected about Shemitah, which reminds us, the Mishnah teaches that a woman who is careful with Miser can lend utensils to an Amma Arts's wife who is unreliable regarding Miser, and may even grind or sort with her, but she may not grind or sort with a woman who's chashuda al shvis, suspected of violating Shemitah. Abai explains why we're more lenient regarding assisting an Amma Arts than one suspected about Shemitah. Rov Amma Arts, most Amayards take Meiser from their produce and are suspected only on a Drabbanan level. Therefore, they were lenient regarding the prohibition to help a suspected violator. Someone suspected of violating Shemitah, however, is suspected biblically and cannot be assisted. Rava gives a different explanation. So, the Darchei Shalom magician performing a saw a person in half trick while visiting the mixed ward of Jewish and non-Jewish patients, as his wife grinded kernels with an Amayard's wife, but not with a woman suspected about Shemitah, used his saw to Meiser the bread his mother-in-law baked for him from his dough, knowing how protective she is of her daughter, which reminds us, the Mishnah states that one who gives dough to his mother-in-law is not trustworthy with Miser. He must Miser what he gives her and that which he receives from her, because she's suspected to exchange spoiled food for her own fresh food, which wasn't Miser. He must Miser both to ensure that what he eats is chulin and that what she may have taken from him is chulin. The Gemara explains that this case is unique, rotzi b'takanas bita, because she desires her daughter's well-being and is ashamed from her son-in-law to serve him spoiled food. Ordinarily, however, we are not concerned for exchanging, such as in a case of giving wheat to a miller who is unreliable with miceras. So once again, the Darchei Shalom magician performing the saw a person in half trick while visiting the mixed ward of Jewish and non-Jewish patients, as his wife grinded kernels with an Amma Arts's wife, but not with a woman suspected about Shemitah, used his saw to mice the bread his mother-in-law baked for him from his dough, knowing how protective she is of her daughter. All right, so now it's time for Four Blah Bach Chazara. Daf Nun Zayin. So the simmer Daf Nun Zayin is a nose, and we often use a puppet with a long nose. So here goes. The puppet show on the Churban featured a convert pulling three green puppets with long noses. Puppets with long noses? That must be more on Daf Nun Zayin. The puppet show on the Churban featured a convert pulling three green puppets with long noses out of graves, which reminds the Gemara relates how Uncas raised his uncle Titus, Bilam, and a Jewish sinner from the dead, and asked if he should convert, and their various responses. So the puppet show on the Churban featured a convert pulling three green puppets with long noses out of graves, who then suspended them over what looked like boiling blood, which reminds us, the Gemara relates what happened when Nebuzaradan, Nebuchadnezzar's general, found the blood of Zechariah bubbling on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. So the puppet show on the Churban featured a convert pulling three green puppets with long noses out of graves, who then suspended them over what looked like boiling blood, just as a righteous mother holding a picture of her seven sons jumped off her rooftop. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings the incident of the woman and her seven sons who were brought before Caesar and refused to worship an idol. Daf Nun Ches. So the simmer Daf Nun Ches is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. So here goes. The zoo with the green cage. Zoo with the green cage. That must be more on Daf Nun Ches. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. The zoo with the green cage containing a very sad brother and sister who were slaves, which reminds us, the Gemara relates the tragic story of Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha's beautiful son and daughter who were taken as slaves and brought together. So, the zoo with the green cage containing a very sad brother and sister who were slaves, which was purchased from a Sikukran and then from Noel Goldberg, the owner, who voluntarily wrote the buyer Ashtar, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis taught that initially one who bought land from a Sikukran and then purchased from the owner in an effort to have the owner legitimize the sale from the Sikukran, the sale is void and the land must be returned. Rav says, the only taught is where the owner told the purchaser, go make a chazaka and acquire it, of a Ashtar Kana, but if the owner gave him a document of sale, he acquires it. Rashi explains that the owner's voluntarily writing a shtar indicates his sincere agreement to the sale. Shmuel says, "Af b'shtar namil kan." Even with the document, he doesn't acquire it ad sheyichtov lo achrayis, unless he writes for the purchaser that he accepts responsibility to compensate him if the owner's creditor collects it. So the zoo with the green cage containing a very sad brother and sister who were slaves, which was purchased from a Sikukran and then from Noel Goldberg, the owner, who voluntarily wrote the buyer a shtar, was returned to Noel Goldberg when he was informed that the law of Sikukran does not apply when the land is stolen without cause, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis taught that a later court ruled that one who purchases land which remained with the Sikukran for 12 months pays one quarter to the owner and may keep the land. A brisa qualifies as haba machmas chov if an idolater comes to seize a Jew's land as payment for a debt, umachmas amparus, or a seizure without any cause, embo mishum Sikukran. The law of Sikukran does not apply, rather the land is returned to the owner for free. Daf Nun Tes, so the similar Daf Nun Tes is a knight. So here goes. The knight, that must be warned off Nun Tes. The knight who purchased shining green armor from a sharp six-year-old, which reminds us, the Gemara records three opinions about the minimum age for children's transactions to be valid between 6 and 10 years old, and says there's no disagreement, kol chad v'chad lifei churfei, every child according to his sharpness. So, the knight who purchased shining green armor from a sharp six-year-old was a Kohen and insisted on getting the first aliyah, mifnei darkei shalom, which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists numerous laws enacted to promote harmony. The first is Kohen Korah Rishon. A Kohen reads first from the Torah, V'acharav Levi, V'acharav Yisrael, and after him a Levi, and after him a Yisrael, b'fnei darkei shalom, to promote harmony. Several Amoraim offer sources for this order, and a braisa darshans relating to a Kohen, v'kidashto, and you shall sanctify him, v'kol davar shebekedusha, for every matter of kedusha, to open a gathering by speaking first, to make a bracha first at a meal, and to take her preferred portion of food first. So, the knight who purchased shining green armor from a sharp six-year-old was a Kohen, and insisted on getting the first aliyah, b'fnei darkei shalom, and got the second aliyah too, because there was no Levi in shul, which reminds us Abai had a tradition regarding the procedure when a Kohen or Levi is not present. If there's no Levi, a Kohen reads in his place. Daf Samach, so the Simmer Daf Samach is smiley face stickers. So here goes. The child who earned a green smiley face sticker, that must be more in Daf Samach. The child who earned a green smiley face sticker for winning from a Sefer HaFaftoras on Shabbos, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses reading from a Sefer HaFaftoras and the question regarding writing a scroll containing a portion of the Torah for a child to be taught from. So, the child who earned a green smiley face sticker for winning from a Sefer HaFaftoras on Shabbos, and another one for his project depicting the opinion that the Torah was given scroll by scroll, which reminds us we have a machlokes if the Torah was given Megillah, Megillah, scroll by scroll, or Chasumor, or as a complete unit. So, the child who earned a green smiley face sticker for winning from a Sefer HaFaftoras on Shabbos, and another one for his project depicting the opinion that the Torah was given scroll by scroll, started to daydream of a talking smiley face sticker giving over Torah Shabbat Peh. Orally, which reminds us, Rabbi Yehuda bar Nachmani Darshan, it's written, Ksavocha is a Dvarim Ha'ela, write for yourself these words, implying they must be written. But it says in the same Pasuk, Ki alpi Dvarim Ha'ela, for on the basis of these words, implying that they are given orally, alpi meaning by mouth. This teaches that words that are given in writing, meaning Tanakh, you're not permitted to transmit orally, and words given orally, Torah Baal Peh, you're not permitted to transmit in writing. Alright, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf to be machlokes whether the Torah was given Megillah Megillah or Chasuma as a complete unit? That's on daf Samach. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that a woman can sort and grind with the wife of an Amaretz, but not with a woman who is suspect of violating Shemitah? That's on daf Samach Aleph. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn about the purchases and sales of Paotos, young children? That's on daf Nun Tes. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we learn that the land is returned to the owner if the Sikukran took the land as payment of a debt or he seized it without cause? That's on daf Nun Ches. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we learn that we're concerned that a mother-in-law might switch spoiled miser food for non-miser food to give to her son-in-law to protect her daughter? That's on daf Samachov. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we have the story of Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha's beautiful son and daughter who were bought as slaves and brought together? That's on daf Nun ches. Good, number seven. What's something about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's three requests from Vespasian? That's on Dav. Nun vav. Good, number eight. Which stuff did we learn that the Torah that was given over orally were not permitted to transmit written down? That's on Dav. Samach. Good, number nine. Which stuff did we learn about the order of Aliyah is to promote Darchei Shalom? That's on Dav. Nun tes. Good, and number ten. Which stuff do we learn that we give tzedakah to poor non-Jews and visit non-Jewish sick because of Darchei Shalom? That's on Dav. Samach Aleph. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.